Double J.
With Tim Shiel.
Liam Gallagher, welcome to Double J.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Very, very well. I'm so pleased to speak with you today. How's today going?
Today is it's early and it's very hot here. So, you know what the English are like when we get a bit of hot weather? All hell breaks loose and we're all whinging and sweating our heads off and we think we're all going to die.
Well, I'll try and cool things down for you. How's that sound?
Yeah, that's how it's going.
So, Liam, I'm talking to you on the very day that Definitely Maybe was released 25 years ago. Does it feel like 25 years?
No, it feels like a million and 25 years ago, but I didn't know that. But I heard some rumblings about it. But no, it feels like a lifetime ago, man, because so much has happened.
I'm surprised you haven't heard about it. It was a pretty big record you put out back in the day.
I've seen posters and rumblings about it, but I don't know it to the exact. Do you know what I mean? I've heard it was like some of this year and all that, and maybe this month, but I didn't know it was actually today.
Well, on this record, you know, Rock and Roll Star, pretty bold way to announce the band as your, like, first ever track on the record.
Yeah, well, it would have been a bit strange if we would have called it We're a Bunch of Plumbers.
I mean, were you a plumber? You weren't a plumber.
No.
No.
Do I look like a... I'm far too fucking good looking to be a plumber.
You were a star from the start.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a favourite debut record? Because for a lot of people, the first Oasis album would be their favourite debut. Do you have a favourite debut from another band?
I've got many, yeah. I've got Nevermind the Bollocks by the Pistols. I've got the Lars debut and Thingy. Stone Roses.
The Stone Roses, of course. Do you think any of those are better than Definitely Maybe?
I think they're all better than me. But the Stone Roses, let's go back. The Stone Roses one was the one that had a big impact on me. It was the first one that, and even to this day when I put it on, I just get transported back into a certain time. That's what music's about, isn't it? It can either take you back to these places where you just go, wow. It just seemed like, when I first heard the Roses album, it seemed like the sun was always shining, you know what I mean? And there was always a lager about, and it sounds very Australian, that's what it was. It just seemed like now, these days, it's fucking pretty gloomy world we're living in.
Does it spin you out that people would have the same feeling listening to Definitely Maybe? That it would take them back to felt like a simpler time for them, maybe, you know?
Yeah, totally, man. I mean, that's what music's about, isn't it? I think it just, you know, you can, like, or a book or whatever. I don't really read books, but I mean, like, you can put a certain song on, you instantly just transform back to that time where you met a girlfriend or a boyfriend or you bring your mates at the match or whatever you're doing, you know what I mean? So music is important.
I want to ask you about a couple of other very famous albums that are turning 25 this year, because Definitely Maybe's in pretty good company.
Well, I'll be the judge of that. Go on.
Well, I want to see what you make of this. This is, of course, Michael Flatley's Riverdance. Did you know this is turning 25 this year, Liam?
No, I didn't know that. Couldn't give a shit either.
Riverdance wasn't on your radar back in the day?
No. Not for me, no.
Not for you? What about... Twenty-five years since Green Day's debut record.
Not having them either.
That's not kind of your scene.
No. Pretend punks. No, nothing worse. Supersonic.
Well, Liam, you've announced you're coming back to Australia in December. How excited are you to come back? Like, what do you miss about Australia that gets you excited to come back?
Well, the weather's always. Well, you know, to be saying that every time I go there, it's raining. But I'm told that mate, when you get out there, the weather's great and all that. Tackle, don't be wearing one of them parkas. You know, you'll die of the heat. And every time I get there, it's fucking raining. So hopefully we'll go there and it'll be sunny. I'm looking forward to playing to all the beautiful people over there, because that's what it's about, isn't it?
Yeah, we can't.
My mate lives in Sydney, and he's called Sid, so I can't wait to see him again, and his beautiful wife.
Sid, he might be listening to Double J. Do you want to give him a message now to get him down to the show?
Yeah, he's a Man United fan. I'd like to ask him what happened with fucking with your football at the weekend. I heard you were back to being shit again. Yes, see you in a bit.
Come on, Sid. Yeah, text us, by the way, if you're listening, 0408 34.
Come on, Sid.
555. Bloody Sid.
Sid from Sydney.
Well, of course. I mean, he's Sid. Liam, I'm glad you're coming back to Australia. I know that last year you had a chat with our friend Liam on Triple J, and you revealed to him your favourite Australian band.
I'd say my favourite band from Australia is that You and I.
Yeah.
I like that band. I like
Tim Rogers.
Tim Rogers, yeah, he's cool. They play with us.
Yeah.
Or we play with them in Australia some time ago. But there's a song called Junk, which makes me want to punch things.
I had no idea you were such a big fan.
Fucking tune, man.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Nice tune.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that bit, them guitars, man. Instantly now.
I don't know if you know this, Liam.
Smash them up.
You know, Tim Rogers is actually a broadcaster here at Double J. He's one of my colleagues. He's got a radio show. I don't know if you've heard it at all.
No, I've not heard it, no.
You got to check it out. It's called Liquid Lunch, to refer to what you might want to do while you're listening to the show.
Yeah. Well, maybe I might pop in there and say hello to him when I'm over there.
I think you absolutely should. You should probably also know, though, before you get here, that we have a hierarchy of Tims at the station. So he's sort of Tim number two,
right,
and I'm Tim number one.
I'll just say Tim, who plays in the really cool band that wrote that song, Junk. Can't be many of them. I'm a big fan.
He's got a bit of a swagger, too. Like, he just has that natural frontman kind of charm.
Yeah. No, he's cool, man. I'd like to see him again. Say hello to him if you see him.
I will. Well, he's often around the office, so I'll pass on your hello, Liam Gallagher. That's very kind.
Is it? Are you him? Are you him on the sly? Are you winding me up? Is this you? Tim number two?
I mean, I could be. Would you like? I can give that a go.
No, say hello to him anyway.
I will. Shoot the messenger, string them up. She's a 10 plus 10, not enough. Mixed messages, wires cross. Marry me, what you got too much. Hey, earlier this week we heard that Slow Ties pulled out as a support for your UK tour, which is such a bummer. Yeah. Are you a big fan?
Yeah, big fan. Gutted, man, about that, because he's got like a little Johnny Rotten punk vibe in that, which I'm into, and I just thought it'd be good to open. I thought he'd get the crowd at it. They might have loved him or they might have hated him, but I think either way that would be a good thing, you know what I mean? So he's gone and he's off doing his thing, which is a shame, so we'll have to look for someone else. And I just don't want to put another guitar band on, you know what I mean? Because I just think it needs a bit more, it needs to be shook up a bit more before I come on stage, and you know what I mean? I do like, there's some good guitar bands out there, but they're not all great, you know what I mean?
Do you think there is a bit of a lack of really interesting UK rock music at the moment?
Without a doubt, yeah, I think so, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of bands out there, but there's none that are like worthy of going on before me.
Why do you reckon that is? Why do you think it's slowed down a bit?
I don't know. I think there's a lot. I think the youth of today are all embarrassed about being famous, or they're embarrassed about being big, you know what I mean? Or they're embarrassed about taking it to the next level. They think, the vibe I'm getting, they all do all what stay underground. Now, whether that might be part of it, like just going, they haven't got the balls. I don't know. A lot of it seems like, oh, no, we don't want to be like, you know, we want to be underground, which is like, okay, see you then.
What do you make of bands coming through like Idols at the moment, that kind of punk attitude?
Yeah, I've not heard much about him. I've seen the name about and all that. It's, I don't know, man. It's not the Pistols, is it?
Right, yes.
You can't be a punk, right, yeah, and have a fucking sash.
No mustache.
Fuck that.
Have you never had a mustache or grown a beard or something?
Yeah, but I've never walked outside the house with one.
Okay.
I fuck about when I'm having a shave of that.
Yeah.
Give myself a fucking, like, one of them weird ones, and that, like, little bicycle ones, and then, you know, chase the missus around the house with it, while she's screaming, going, get away from it! And then I shave it off before I walk out the front door and that, you know what I mean? But I certainly wouldn't fucking join a band with a tash.
I don't know. I would kind of be really curious to see you with a moustache.
Only the Beatles pulled it off. Only the Beatles pulled off the tashes, man.
Controversial opinion. Liam, before I let you go, I am contractually obliged to ask you this question. If the money was right, would you put out the call to your ex-bandmates Bonehead, Gwigsy and Tony McCarroll and reform The Rain? The Rain reunion. We all want it to happen.
Oh, The Rain.
Because we were thinking if you got The Rain back together, you could potentially throw Noel a bone and hire him as your roadie because he's had some previous experience.
Yeah. Well, he has got the CV for it, but no... No, no, and the rain is not for me, man.
Well, Liam Gallagher, we're so excited to have you come to Australia. Can't wait for this new record. Yeah.
So you should be. So you should be, because I'm fucking amazing.
And we'll pass on your love to Tim Number Two, and we'll see you when you get here in December.
Exactly. In a bit.
Awesome. Thank you, Liam.
Ciao.
Music makes you.
Well, I like calling it dancing on the edge, you know what I mean, and creating the reality as it happens, you know what I mean. So I try and do that as much as I can.
I make sure they get what I mean, even if they don't get the words. Music is a language in itself. It's above all languages.
Double J.